First published in 1993, Blake Morrison's And When Did You Last See Your Father is an honest and moving account of his father's life and death. The award-winning book has now been made into a movie starring Colin Firth as the author and Jim Broadbent as his father. The film, like the book, charts the son's memories of his childhood and teens, together with his struggle to come to terms with his father and their conflicts of the past. When he came into Classic FM, Colin Firth told the guest list he believes Blake Morrison has a unique talent for writing.
It's something very hard to put your finger on, where you can be emotionally frank, very open, very, very honest, without being exhibitionistic. It doesn't flaunt emotions. It doesn't sentimentalise anything. It's quite rigorous. And, you know, one feels that Blake's voice is as tough on himself as he is on anybody else. It was interesting having to play that self-critical voice in a way, because Blake clearly has a true adoration of his father, but at the same time there's anger and tremendous amount of exasperation, and he's very critical of the old man. And we see him played by Jim Broadbent, and most of the time he's pretty adorable. But he's adorable if he's not your dad making an exhibition of you when you're a very self-conscious 17-year-old. And so hopefully it takes us through that experience of being the only one in the room whose toes are curling while Dad's being charming and playing the room. So all that stuff, I think, is very resonant with a lot of people. We never have a relationship with our parents which is simple and straightforward. It's never just sweet. It can't possibly be, however much we adore them. And I think the film really owns up to that in a way that's quite unusual.
I know it's not the first time you've taken on an autobiographical role, but as an actor, what anxieties do you have before taking on the role of someone who's real?
Well, obviously, you don't want to let the writer down. And in this case, you know, I had a writer and a role to play who happened to be the same person. You know, the writer's there, one feels a tremendous responsibility to serve the piece. But in this case, as I said, that writer happened to be the person who was there, the character. I didn't dwell much on the latter. When Blake was around, I treated him more as the writer, really, than as the guy I was playing. I just took advantage of the fact that most people probably wouldn't know how Blake walks and talks. And so I took the freedom and just went with it and didn't really get tied down to those things. I think it can be very difficult if you're having to observe a character's mannerisms for the sake of imitation, because that character's so well recognised. So I didn't have that problem, and I didn't really think about it. I treated it almost as a fiction. And when one's doing a fiction, you're trying to give it truth anyway. You're trying to treat it as if it could really have happened, you know. And so in a way, it's no different.
We definitely see your character of Blake go on a journey from the start of the film and right back through the 60s and part of the 80s as well. And I wondered if that was interesting for you, bearing in mind it would have been, you know, similar eras when you were making your first prints in the world, as it were.
I mean, there's so much in the book, and looking back at the film, that echoes my own experiences growing up. And there's that very English thing of going on a camping trip and waking up in 3 feet of water, which is amazing how many people share that. You know, I don't know how many nations you could go to where you do a straw poll and everyone remembers waking up in 3 feet of water. You wouldn't get that in Italy, for sure. And little things like that really do bring it home. And even however many details of the story differ from my own experience, but partly the skill of Blake's writing is he makes it feel like it is your story. If for any reader, you know. But there is so much that, you know, just recalls a way of life in a way, whether it's washing the car on a Sunday or the certain smells of cooking, the kind of sweater you got for Christmas. Those things kind of really put you at the heart of it. And then on top of that is just those very fundamental things. As I mentioned, we all have a relationship with our parents. It's going to be complicated, and we are going to lose them, or we have already lost them, or somebody who's an equivalent figure in our life. Or, you know, we're going to go first. So death will come to us all. It's about the most natural thing I can think of. And this film addresses a very big issue like that through all these little specific details, which I think is where its brilliance lies.
Is the parental relationship for you then what's at the heart of Blake Morrison's story?
Yes, it is for me, because that was my role in it. It's a shadowy kind of side issue almost in the film, but Blake is also a parent. He is, during that period of grief where I represent him, a somewhat negligent one. I think that's one of the observations, again, which I find wonderful in its unflinching honesty is that grief makes you egotistical as well at that point. It can make you very insensitive to other people who are having to deal with it, you know, on a secondary level, whether that's your wife or your children. And I think the film's very honest about that. It's not very lovable, but it happens. And I think people would recognise themselves in that. And then, of course, I'm a parent and I'm a son. And I'm also in the interesting position, I suppose, of having lost my grandparents relatively recently. They all died within the last 12 years. You know, I was 35 before I lost a grandparent. And so I've watched my parents lose their parents. So I've seen my father in Blake's role recently, rather than in Blake's father's role. So I've as a son, I've watched him being a son himself and going through all the complexities of losing his father only about 7 years ago. So, you know, it percolates through all sorts of aspects of being a family member, really.
Colin Firth. And When Did You Last See Your Father? Is on at cinemas now.